Now, the Czech football team are currently at a training camp in Seefeld in the Austrian Alps. Pavel Nedved, Jan Koller and co. are preparing for the World Cup in Germany, where they'll play their first game against the United States on June 12th. Just before they left Prague, I spoke to the Czech Republic and Chelsea goalkeeper Petr Cech. I began by asking him about the form of the Czech players, several of whom have been injured in recent months.
We have still 3 weeks to go. You know, I think this is enough time for us to be ready for the World Cup. And you know, we just started preparation, and maybe our advantage will be that some of the players who've been injured, they will be fresh, they will be fit, they will be hungry for the success, and they will not be tired for the World Cup. Maybe this can be advantage as well for us.
What will you be focusing on at the training camp?
I think this is up to our coach. I don't know the program yet, but I think that, you know, because some of the players played so many games, some of them they didn't play too much. So I think the program will be different first week for everyone, and maybe a little bit we will maybe train a little bit individually as well. But it is up to manager. We don't know yet because we haven't spoken about that.
At the last World Cup, many big countries flopped. They did badly after, people said, a long club season. Is there a danger, do you think, that could happen again this time in Germany?
Yeah, it can happen again. But I think that almost everyone's got now experiences with the last World Cup when almost every favorite team, they had a problem with that. So maybe this experience can help them to deal with that this season. But in the end, every player is individual, and everyone copes with that differently. So, you know, this is up to team coaches to really prepare everyone for the World Cup.
What does it mean to the Czech Republic that the World Cup is taking place in neighboring Germany?
I think that's great for Czech football, because everyone can come, everyone can see the game. Of course, not everyone who's got a ticket can come, to be precise. And, you know, it's not far away to go. So for, you know, when you've got a problem with the flying tickets, you don't need any in Czech Republic to come to Germany. You take your car and go. You go by car. So that's easier to travel for Czech fans. And we hope that we will have all tickets sold and all places available for Czech fans.
Is it an advantage for all European countries that the World Cup is taking place in Europe?
I think it is. Because there is no time differences, there is no different weather, there is no different humidity, there is no different air, there is not. We know the weather and everything in Europe, so this is maybe the advantage for us. But even for the fans, I think it's better. They don't have to travel 1,000 miles to be present for the World Cup, and they don't need to wake up 3 a.m. to see the team on the telly. So I think this is advantage for the people in Europe. Yeah.
At the European Championships in Portugal, many people said the Czechs played the most attractive football. Do you think now more could be expected of the Czech Republic at the World Cup?
I think everyone expects more than 4 years ago, because we've been playing regularly very well during all qualifications, all friendly games, you know, we've got some good players in the squad, famous in abroad. So this, I think that we are now regarded differently than we were a few years ago.
Realistically speaking, what would be a success for the Czech Republic? What, if I said to you now, would you take a place in the semi-finals?
It would be a great success. I think for us the target is to be in the last 16, and after we will see.
The great Petr Cech. From sport to culture now, and